Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. It looks like we've dodged the bullet when it comes to Montana flooding, stemming from the heavy rains and then snow melt over the past couple of weeks. Emergency managers have been keeping a very close eye on regional river levels. According to a hydrology update for the National Weather Service office in Missoula, the Flathead River at Columbia Falls briefly peaked just above its critical 13-foot minor flood stage this week following upper elevation rains. Current levels at Columbia Falls were 11.4 feet Sunday evening. That's below the action stage of 12.5 feet. Moderate flood stage on the Flathead is considerably higher at 18 feet. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Energy Keepers Incorporated confirming that they're actively coordinating dam outflows downstream to pass the Flathead River runoff downriver into the Clark Fork and on into Lake Pend'Oreille in Idaho without causing any flooding downstream. Major infrastructure improvements coming to one of Bozeman's most prominent public spaces, according to a joint project announcement by the city of Bozeman. The city is officially partnering with the local advocacy group Ability Montana to launch an accessible remodel at Lindley Park. City project managers say that the new construction will focus on upgrading park trails and community spaces to ensure residents of all mobility levels can easily navigate the area. A long-awaited addition to Missoula's faith community is officially under construction. Hundreds of residents from across western Montana gathered in the Lower Miller Creek neighborhood as regional leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints officially broke ground on a new temple. Church officials say the sacred structure will serve as a central spiritual hub for members regionally. Project representatives state that heavy excavation and initial site layout work will scale up quickly over the coming summer weeks. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.